Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom.
It's Sophia and Chintzia, episode 3.
How are you today?
Whoop whoop.
Are you having a good day?
What's the weather been like?
I hope it's warm for you.
Me too.
I hope there's not been any thunderstorms or
hail.
You know, hail's not good.
Hail's not pleasant.
Sleet's not good either.
Hail scares me. I'm like, it hurts.
Some hail is like
huge.
Golf ball size. Okay,
anyway, enough of the weather. Okay, so yeah, this
God,
is...
God, do you remember osmosis?
Osmosis.
I remember learning
and
that
And diffusion.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Wait, what was the opposite? It was like osmosis and bismosis.
I think it was diffusion, wasn't it?
Right. Anyway, we're going to end
osmosis is through water, correct?
Right. It's GCSE time soon. This will be quite good for some people.
Yeah, if you're revising.
Osmosis...
It's through water. I don't know what
we'll
I'm talking about.
We'll confirm that in the next episode.
We probably will forget, but that's okay. Don't let them get the best of you
when you are under. Our shout out this little week, our little favourite Instagrammer of the week.
Favourite Instagrammer of the week is... So this is a beautiful girl who we've actually both followed for a while.
We love her and she likes us as well, which
is amazing. So her username... So she's called Sophia with... So her username is S-O-F-I-A.
She's from Portugal.
C-O-E-L-H-O.
I love
so
her.
So it's Sophia Coelho.
Coelho.
Something like that.
Coelho.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how to pronounce it.
We're
but she has beautiful pictures.
She's
really
stunning.
Like unedited, unfiltered.
Really raw. And I love that.
Amazing
again.
Outfits.
And I like her styling and her, like, where she gets the pictures is just so cool. And
I love that she posts, like, 4 pictures in the same outfit in a row. Like, I really like that.
I know that's annoying for, like, some people, but I love it.
I love it.
It's like a little story of the outfit. I just enjoy it.
All the different locations.
Yeah. So we love her.
So, yeah, we love her so much. Please go follow her. Tell her we sent you.
Wow, that was insane.
We love her.
And onwards with the episode.
On with the episode. Okay, so yeah, this is a
boy talk.
Boy talk.
Boys,
episode.
Boys, boys. What
do
are you
we
doing
love
this
them?
Week?
We hate them. Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Can't live them. Can't live with them.
Can't live without them.
The boys make the world go around.
No, they don't.
No, they
girls
don't.
Make
girls.
Who
make
run the world?
Girls.
Girls. Okay. Anyway, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Hi, Seven Chin.
Hi.
Hi. Have a wee problem. I think this girl's Scottish. Have a wee problem.
Oh, I love that. I've got a wee problem.
I've got a wee problem. That
wait,
was not
I'm Scottish.
Scottish. Wait, yeah, she's Scottish.
I got confused with Irish then. I've got a wee problem.
That's Irish. Oh. Is it? I've got a wee problem.
Scotland.
I'm not good at
Haggis.
Scottish.
Haggis. Scotland is Haggis.
Haggis.
So,
Scotland.
I've got a wee problem.
Cameron. I know my brother's called Cameron. And every time we go and visit my family, it's Cameron.
Cameron.
Cameron. So that's why I think of Scottish.
Isn't your granddad got a Scottish accent?
They are Scottish, you idiot.
There we go. Right.
Isn't your granddad got a Scottish accent?
Because that's how he says it.
Cameron.
Cameron.
Yeah, because they're Scottish.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fantastic.
Hi, Safe and Chin. Have a wee problem. Okay, anyway, concentrate.
Have a wee problem.
OK, Okay.
Making me need that wee again.
Okay. I don't know how to deal with my boyfriend. Okay, this is actually this is serious. Let's get serious.
Get the smiles off.
Okay. I don't know how to deal with my boyfriend because he is now best friends with my ex.
I mean, strange.
How do I cope with them being friends and not be scared to be in my ex's presence?
I mean, number one, how the hell did that come about?
How the fuck did that come about?
But also, number one, why is your boyfriend not uncomfortable by the fact that, like, it's your ex?
He's hanging out with someone like, who you've slept with.
That should make him uncomfortable.
Like, what girl wants to
hang out
with their ex's
girlfriend?
I want
that to make my boyfriend uncomfortable. Like, if they're chill with that, then strange.
Strange. Yeah, I don't... Like,
the fact
how
they're
did
now
that,
best friends.
How
oh
did
my
that...
God.
Well, not best friends, friends. Oh, no, yeah, best friends.
He said best friends.
How did that come about?
Yeah. I mean, we'll never know, but you've got to deal with the situation.
I mean, I guess there's nothing... There's not a lot you can do.
I mean, the most... to be honest, you're just going to have to be chill with... I don't know. But, like, can you talk to your boyfriend? But, like, look, like... The fact
do you
that,
see how this is uncomfortable
yeah,
for me?
Like, do you want me to be best friend with one of your exes who, like, I love, who
I
you
know.
Love, like, and we're hanging out all the time and probably chatting about you?
Because also, like, you, like, your boyfriend's friends should be your friends. Like, obviously not as close,
exactly.
You know, in an ideal world, you want to be friends with your boyfriend's friends.
Yeah,
you know, go out with them, meet their girlfriends. Like, that's really fun.
At least comfortable around them.
Yeah, so the fact that... Because then that's affecting you because it's like, well, I don't want to hang out with your friends because you're friends with my ex.
Well, yeah, because it's like if he's going out, it's like, come.
Like,
my friends
should,
are going to be there.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to go.
He should have some respect for your past.
Yeah.
And acknowledge that this is someone who you don't want anything more to do with.
You don't, like, this boy probably hurt you and you probably really don't like him right
now. You want to live your life pretending this guy doesn't exist.
Exactly. And the fact that he's now your boyfriend's best friend is not right.
Weird. How does that come about?
I think you need to talk to your boyfriend. Just be like, look.
I don't like it. I don't like
it. The fact that you're friends with Ben is not
cool. Ben who broke my heart in two.
Look, you know how much, you know, Ben hurt me and, you know, I love you now and I don't want to see his face ever. Fair enough.
I think just say it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah. Just say it's uncomfortable and it's not right.
And hopefully...
He is like, oh, I completely understand.
Yeah.
I get where you're coming from. I will, you know, not see him as much. I get it.
Chances are he might be like, but I like him. He's my mate. I like him. What's got to do with you?
Then
he might say
what
that.
A simple-minded
so
male.
Then maybe be like, okay, well, can you just sort of distance yourself? Like, you don't have to be best mates. You can be mates and go out every once in a while, but you don't have to be best friends.
But I bet this ex is a weirdo as well, because why does he want to be friends with his ex's new boyfriend?
I know.
What
it just doesn't make sense.
What a weirdo.
It's not adding up.
No.
So it's really shit for you, and it's really,
really
uncomfortable
shit.
For you. So... Talk to your boyfriend. Say, look, I don't like it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's my ex.
Yeah.
You know, I knew him first. It's my ex. I don't want him in my life. And the fact that you're friends with him is bringing him into
back
my life.
Into my life.
And I don't want that. And then maybe see what your boyfriend
says. Exactly, because that is the one thing you can do to get a resolution to this.
Yeah.
So you're just going to have to talk to him and just see what happens.
The next one's pretty long. I've
just seen it. Well, we've got an essay.
We've got an essay, people.
This is a long dilemma, but I need a lot of advice. I'll try and get through this. My boyfriend, his cousin's girlfriend, and I are all in a group of best friends.
So there's
a group
of four of them.
Two couples. We hang out all the time. We're all similar in age. In effect, we're all family now, which makes this dilemma all the more difficult. So from now on, I'll just refer to my boyfriend's cousin as my cousin to save the hassle. My cousin has cheated on his girlfriend a few...
Take a shot every time we said cousin.
Cousin. I don't even see my cousins anymore. God, that got a bit sad.
No comment from my end. Let's keep it moving.
So from now on, I'll just refer to my boyfriend's cousin. I've already read that.
Yeah, you've
fucking
read that
line.
Bit.
My cousin has cheated on his girlfriend a few times now, but they've always worked things out and haven't had any problems around a year now.
Okay.
Recently, I was out with my boyfriend and his boy mates, and it was brought up that my cousin is secretly seeing a girl on the side. Right? It was also revealed that on nights out, he says things like, he wishes he was single. Fuck
that.
Oh,
I hate that.
That is disgusting. Break up with your girlfriend then and fucking let her go.
Literally, leave her alone.
And how he wants to be on the pole.
Oh, on the pole.
I hate being on the pool. Don't, you know, break this poor girl's heart. It really makes me angry.
I bet he wouldn't even pull anyone anyway. Boys just say that for
it's
their ego.
Ugly anyway. Anyway, sorry. All boys are beautiful, but everyone's beautiful. They've been together for over 4 years now. And so this could be the final straw in the relationship if she were to find out, because she has already been through so much more. As I said, my cousin's girlfriend is also now my best friend. So I am stuck between telling her what I've heard and not telling her at all. That is a dilemma.
Right.
I selfishly want them to stay together because when we spend time as a group, it's really great. And I can't imagine my life without her. However, my boyfriend's cousin is in effect family to me now. Oh, my God. This is so sad.
This is really difficult.
I also do not want to put my boyfriend in a tricky position if end up falling out with his cousin over telling my best friend about her boyfriend's infidelities.
Yeah.
This is complex. I love them both and want the best for them. However, keeping the secret would be so hard, especially if they end up staying together in the future. If I tell her, it could also mean I am disliked by the group of boys who were speaking to around me. Mm. I was the only girl there when they had this conversation.
So they would know it came
exactly.
from you.
It was also the first time my boyfriend had heard about his cousin's secret life. So he also does not know whether to confront him about it, because obviously his cousin did not want him to know. Would be so great if you could give me some advice on this. I know it's probably longer, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because the tricky part is you would hate for her to find out that she's been cheated on.
And then
on,
she says to you.
And then she says, you knew. How could you not tell me?
That's bad.
That is, like, that's heartbreaking. And that she would bad. Not forgive you for that. No. If you knew that my boyfriend was cheating on me.
I would have to tell you.
And you didn't tell me. That would be it. Like, that's crazy. But at the same time, the person who is doing the cheating is essentially a family member.
Exactly. And your boyfriend's your relationship also could get damaged
in the
by
process.
How you act in this situation.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if she went to the girl and was like, look, this is what I heard, blah, 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 you know, then your boyfriend's going to be like, how could you tell him? It's not your place to say. It's going to cause
an issue.
You did say that your boyfriend has found out now.
True.
He found out on that night. I think he needs to talk to his cousin.
I think you should take a step back.
Yeah.
Don't get involved. Because at the end of the day, even if those two do break up, hopefully you and this girl can still remain friends.
Yeah, and hopefully your relationship with your boyfriend also will just remain
fine. At the end of the day, it's not your cousin, it's your boyfriend's cousin.
Yeah.
So leave it to your boyfriend. Yeah. Say to him, look, you need to sort this out. If you don't sort this out, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Threaten him. Empty threats, but still threaten him. So say if you say to him, I want you to sort this out, you know, it's his responsibility to go to his cousin, boy to boy, man to man, and say, look, mate, what's going on? It's going on too long now. You've put your girlfriend through enough.
Exactly.
What are you going to sort it out? Are you going to not tell her and keep going? Are you going to come clean?
Because the thing is, it's going to be 2 years down the line and this dirty boy is still going to be doing the same shit to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, she needs to be relieved and she needs to know the truth.
I mean, I guess he has cheated on her in the past and she's taken him back.
And she probably won't be surprised by this information. Like, this, like you said, this will be the final straw.
Yeah.
So she actually needs to know. Like, he's seeing a girl on the side.
Yeah.
And he said he wants to pull. And
that's
he said
a whole, like,
he wishes
affair.
He was single. So 100% cousin, talk to him, man on man, get him to sort his shit out.
Yeah. And then that way you're not getting too involved.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Just, but you'll be like,
put it on your boyfriend's shoulders, essentially. Make him sort it out. Because it's his cousin.
Yeah.
You know,
and you want to remain friends with your friend, so...
That's the best thing to do. It's very messy, though, isn't it?
It's very messy. I mean, it's sad for you because your whole little group's going to be, like, torn apart.
Yeah, that's really sad.
And that would make me sad because
that's a whole friendship.
That's so nice. And, like, you all are, like, family. Like, imagine if you all had kids in the future. It's so cute.
I know.
You all had babies. And...
Well, maybe she'll forgive him and they'll work it out. She seems to have forgiven him in the past.
Oh, God, but... Oh,
I know, but it's not our place. We're only the voices in these people's heads. Okay, next one.
Right.
Oh, this is kind of a good one. Okay, hi girls. So,
hi.
I'm off to... That was a really nice sounding hi. Hi. Okay, I'm off to uni in September and I am moving into an accommodation and will no longer be living with my boyfriend of 4 years. But right. I am so excited and just want to have a wild and crazy year, go out every weekend and even flirt with other people. Scandalous.
Crazy.
Just want to get it out of my system, I guess. I have told my boyfriend about all of this, but he just doesn't understand. help.
Right.
I don't blame your boyfriend, hun, for not understanding.
Yeah, I mean, if my boyfriend was going off to uni and said to me in the face, I just want to go wild and have fun and flirt with girls, I'd be like, you fucking...
Of course you wouldn't understand.
No. So, I mean...
Imagine if it was the other way around, like, and your boyfriend was leaving and he was saying to you, I want to go crazy, get it out of my system.
Get you... what out your system?
Yeah, get what?
No.
So I don't blame your boyfriend for not understanding.
Personally, I think you need to go to uni. I know it's been your boyfriend of 4 years, but you're saying you want different things now, basically, because you wouldn't want to get out of your system if you were still committed and loved your boyfriend, etc., right? Surely.
I know. Like, if you see yourself going to uni and you want to, like, get with loads of guys
go
and
crazy.
Go and flirt with everyone and, like, have a crazy time, then nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely
but obviously
not.
There is something wrong with that if you've got a boyfriend.
Oh, you've got...
So I think, but then I wouldn't want you to end the relationship.
No.
Get there and be like, oh, it's not what I thought.
Exactly.
And, because... like, you don't want the other two girls that you're living with to have boyfriends and they're bringing their boyfriends around all the time and you're there like, oh, I'm lonely. I've not got a boyfriend. I want a boyfriend again.
I know.
So
because
I would
you could
think
miss
about
him.
It.
Like, he's been your boyfriend for 4 years.
And just because you go to uni with a boyfriend doesn't mean you're going to have a shit time.
You like, can still you go can out still... and go crazy responsibly you without can... any other males.
Yeah, you can still go out just as much as everyone else. You can still drink
just as much
as everyone else. It just means the only difference is you're not kissing a sweaty stranger in a club.
Ugh. A sweaty, spotty boy.
Ugh. So... I mean, it's your call, but think about it. I think,
think
you're obviously like expecting uni to be the best thing ever. And I hope it is for you.
But we've known people who were so excited about uni, can't wait. They get there and they fucking hate it.
And they hate it.
Like, they literally just like...
And they want to come home.
And they want to come
home. And they miss their boyfriend.
They miss home. And it's they don't like the people. So just get there first.
Yes. That's what I would do. Yeah.
Get there first. See how it is. Settle in.
And if you're feeling...
And if you're there and you're like, you know what? I want to just go crazy. Then you've got to relieve your boyfriend.
Yeah, right? Of his ties.
Of his, yeah. Because you can't keep him strung along.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, don't make any decisions yet. Get there, assess the situation, and then you can make a fair judgment of what you want to
do. Yeah, do not, like, rush into breaking up with him or...
Because you've been together for 4 years.
Like,
so
that's serious.
That's a long time. That's a big thing to end, you know?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm 23 and I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years.
Wow.
My dilemma is that we've been long distance and this summer we want to live together.
Oh, this is good.
This is crazy. I live in New York. We've got
wow.
an American.
A New Yorker.
New York.
Give me a slice of pizza and a cup of coffee.
Isn't that like Italian New York?
Yeah.
Joseph.
Joey.
Yeah, it's
Give
like
me
friends.
A slice of pizza.
Pizza in New York. Okay, awesome. So I live in New York and he lives in Louisiana. Now, we don't know...
I don't know where Louisiana is.
Let's get up a map of America.
I know New York is on the right-hand side.
Right. Distance...
Between... NYC...
Distance between NYC and...
Louisiana.
I have a feeling that Louisiana's like right in the middle. I mean, that is probably
you've
way
just
off.
Got a, you've just got a sixth sense telling you that.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's a 21-hour drive, whatever that means.
Wow, that's a lot of driving.
Oh, my God, it's a 457-hour walk.
is a gentle walk this afternoon.
I'm just going
to... I'm going to duck for a walk to Louisiana and back.
I think I'm going to nip over and see Joe this afternoon. Anyone fancy joining me on a 500-hour walk? Actually, you could get there on bike in 151
What's
hours.
What's the plane journey? That's what we need. She's not going to walk, is she?
Okay, on plane, 2 hours 15.
Oh, that's like to Italy. That's nothing.
Yeah, not too bad. But if you fancied walking, then, you
that's
know.
That's going to be tough. So get your hiking boots on,
get
sis.
Your hiking boots on, sis.
Okay, so what's the dilemma?
Let's get serious. He wants to move in with me, but I'm very hesitant since I don't see myself living in that state at all. So he wants her to move to Louisiana. He wants her to leave New York and move to Louisiana.
That's
I mean,
a
when
big
I
ass.
Think of Louisiana, we're not American, but I think of cat country.
I don't know.
Do I have that wrong?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what's... I imagine that Louisiana and New York are very different.
Yeah, like Louisiana, I feel it's like rural.
Yeah, I think it's just residential.
Yeah.
You know, whereas New York is like big city. Obviously. Bright lights in the big city. You know, it's like, we've been to New York. It's a huge bustling, you know, the city doesn't sleep type of place.
Yeah. She says, I'm a city girl at heart. Who's a very independent businesswoman.
Wow.
Good on you, girl. I am proud of what I've accomplished, but my question is it worth leaving all that behind for my boyfriend and starting a fresh life for?
This no.
is serious. In some situations, you've got to put yourself first. You've got to be selfish.
My question is...
Do you follow your heart or your brain?
Your head or your heart, head yeah. Your heart? Do you follow your beating organs or your brain?
That's what I meant to say.
No, my question
is... But it's
true
though, isn't it? Right? Go.
My question is, for the third time...
take it away.
No, listen. So why isn't he moving to New York?
Yeah.
Why have you got to make the move to Louisiana? That's what I'm
has
confused about.
Has there not
about.
Been a discussion? Like, has he just been like, well,
move.
You need to move to Louisiana then if we're going to be together?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You need to have an adult conversation.
Maybe they have, though.
True. But hypothetically,
yeah.
Like if you haven't, like why can't he move to New York? Surely it's an easier move for him to move to New York because it's a bigger city, more for him to do. He can get a job out
but
there
we
easier.
Don't know. What if he's got his job in Louisiana?
True.
And it's-
but she's a businesswoman. She needs to be in New York. You know,
I know,
it's going to keep...
But can she not run the business from Louisiana?
True, but New York's going to keep her heart alive. It's going to keep her motivated and inspired.
Yeah. I think, okay, I think, like, real talk, you've been with this guy for 3 years.
Three.
And, you know, I guess a long-distance relationship, there has to be an end goal of you one day living together.
100%.
You know, for marriage, kids, you know, having a house, like that has to be the end goal.
Yeah, because long-distance relationships don't happen forever. It's always
it's
like...
It's not a forever thing.
No, because it's always like, okay, we're going to be long-distance for 2 years.
And then. Yeah.
When this ends, whatever that may be, like
so
a
there
job.
Has to be an end goal of you being together. So you need to... I mean, I guess you must have spoken about this.
100%. Like, you've been like, together... Like, they've been long distance for 3 years, like, it seems.
Like, you've been waiting for this moment. So if... But at the same time, you shouldn't have to change who you are. So if you really do not want to move to Louisiana...
Then do not.
I mean, maybe what you could do is move there for a month. Go for a month, okay?
I mean, you must visit there, like...
Yeah. I would, if it were me, I would go for a month and then go back to New York and I would say, look, I tried it. I gave it a shot. I tried to do, you know, I tried to accommodate. I tried to, you know, build the bridge. I tried it and I didn't like it.
Because you need to show him that you're willing.
That you're willing.
Like you want to make
And you're making the effort.
You need to make this relationship work. Like, yeah.
So I think you should try. If you don't like it, which you probably won't, great, come back and say, look, I tried it. Now it's your
now
turn
it's
to try
your
it.
Turn.
And then if he comes to New York, I don't like it, babe. You
then,
know, I don't like it. Then you've got an issue.
Then
and
maybe you're going to have to meet in the middle and move somewhere new, both of you. That's maybe quite a good idea.
A
I
good
don't
solution.
Know. But like...
Move to like, yeah, I don't know where.
I mean, that's tricky, uprooting your whole life. But... If you love him and you want it to make it work...
Is the relationship worth it?
You have to ask yourself, well, if I want to be with this boy for the rest of my life, I'm going to have to make the move. Like, we're going to have to make a move.
Someone is going to have to move. Yeah. Who's it going to be?
Who is going to move? Because someone needs to move.
Yeah.
Right?
There has to be an end goal.
Yeah. So...
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, at least you can say, look, I tried it. I made the effort. I didn't like it. Now, what's the next plan? What's the next, like, port of call, you know?
Yeah.
But good luck with that. Okay, next dilemma. This one's pretty long, but this one's kind of crazy. Okay, so my best friend, let's call her Mia, is in a toxic relationship. This is kind of girl talk. Is in a toxic relationship.
This is like a serious like relationship issue.
Yeah. And I don't know how to save her from it. She has been in it now for a little over a year. And when it first started, there was red flag after red flag. Mia's boyfriend, let's call him Adam, never wanted to go anywhere public with her and would just want to chill at his.
Red flag.
Yeah. We would hear through the grapevine that he was messaging other girls and even kissing girls on nights out.
Oh my God.
Red flag. One time a random girl even came up to Mia and told her to stay away from Adam. As if Adam and the random girl had some kind of relationship.
Stay away.
Months go by. Stay away.
Months go by
and Adam goes on a lad's holiday.
Here we go. Here we fucking go. You wait for this.
It came as no surprise to anybody except Mia that Adam had slept with not one, not two, but six females.
Wait for it.
While on this holiday, the most disgusting part of it all was that two of the females he slept with, he had paid for.
Prostitutes.
Nothing wrong with being a prostitute. What is going through his mind?
I'm sorry, he has a girlfriend.
Listen, Mia will still not leave Adam. Oh. It's like she's hypnotized. Adam causes a major amount of friction in our friendship. This is definitely girl talk. We've got this in the wrong category, but I'm going to keep going. We can't talk about him without arguing. This is especially because Adam treats me horribly. I try to be the bigger person and be nice to him when I see him in public, but he talks to me in a horrible way. Mia still continues to be with him. Girls, I have tried everything. I honestly have. I've tried writing her letters to build her self-confidence. I've made her an independent woman playlist on Spotify. I've tried getting her to see how nice other boys are to their girlfriends, but nothing works. Please help me save her from him.
So heartbreaking. Because she is truly just like blindsided.
Literally love is blind.
She's literally like blind.
Hypnotized.
She just sees everything that's good in him and just takes that and literally is blocking out all
the
shit.
I mean, quite possibly he could be being really horrible to her and really like battering her self-confidence.
Absolutely.
Saying like, you know, you can't get anyone better than me. If you leave me, you won't get it.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, no normal person is going to stay with someone after all of these things.
She must not know her worth, right?
Obviously she doesn't.
Because if she knew her worth, she would happily walk away and move on and find someone who's going to treat her better.
Yeah.
So she does not know her worth and he's done that to her. So he's literally disgusting. I actually want to find this man.
Me too. And have a word.
I'd love a strong word. I'd beat him up, but that's illegal.
That's illegal.
I might get arrested. We could probably do some damage.
What would we do? Oh, together.
How would we attack someone?
I mean, I did taekwondo.
There was someone we had to attack.
I did taekwondo. I nearly got to a black belt. I think we'd be okay.
I think, what are the techniques? It's you know what you meant to do?
Fingers to the eyeballs.
Fingers in the eyeballs. So they're like, ah! So they can't see instantly. They're like pushed back and their eyes are sore.
Always go for the groin.
Always the groin. Knees to the groin.
Miscongeniality. Miscongeniality.
Yeah, what did she do?
Just, you need to sing. And it's like S is sight. So hit him in the eye.
Yeah.
I is...
Oh, I can't remember.
And then nose and groin.
Yeah.
It's like nose, groin.
Hit him in the nose and then bang in the groin with your elbow like that.
Yeah. So that's what we would do. Anyway, back to this girl's dilemma.
I think get him on the ground and then just like...
I think that, to be honest, there's not much you can do at this point.
I mean, the thing is, it sounds like you have done a lot. Yeah. And you have done the best you can do.
Yeah.
And you can't put all this weight on your shoulders that you are the one that has to save her.
No.
Because she will realise, I mean, I hope...
I think she will.
Like, a lot of these things take time and it just takes more of, like, you know, voices like you and her mum and siblings. And eventually she'll be like, oh my God, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? Like, why am I in this relationship that's literally tearing me down? So I think shit takes time and you need to not stress about it.
I think you've almost just got to wait on the sidelines and just wait for it to end and just be there when it ends.
Yeah. Because it, like, something will happen that gets her so upset.
Of course it will.
She will come running to you and you will be the shoulder that she's going to literally cry on.
Yeah, because it's obvious that you've done what, you know, there's only so many times you can go to her and say, break up with him.
Exactly.
Because the last thing you want is for her to start resenting you and then crawling into him even more because she's lost her best friend.
And then she'll start bitching about you to him.
Exactly.
Because he's clearly manipulative. It's going to be like, you don't need her as a friend. Like,
yes.
All this bullshit.
So that's what you don't want to happen.
No. So you just need to be as nice and loving as you can. And, you know, keep
supportive.
You know, your little letters are so sweet and your independent woman playlist. I think.
Maybe go on like some girl dates, you know, cinema trips.
Yeah,
you know,
take her out.
Make her feel like she's not going to be alone if she dumps him. And she's gonna, what am I going to do with my time?
100%.
You know, take up a lot of her time. Keep her really busy.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Keep her busy. Maybe like talk to her mum, be like, let's take her out. Like,
let's go to London for the day. Yeah.
Maybe like a little trip.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how old you are, but like a little abroad trip away from him.
Yeah.
Like for a few days.
Yeah.
Just like he was allowed to go on a fucking lad's holiday. So you girls can go on a girls trip.
Yeah.
So, and then one day she will realise.
100%.
It always takes time. Okay, next up. I've been with my boyfriend just over a year. He got his own flat early this year and slowly I've moved in.
Nice.
He has recently had financial problems, meaning he is relying on my money. This is causing us to drift apart, naturally, but he isn't realizing this. His friend is with us a lot of the time and I'm slowly becoming more attracted to his best friend than my own boyfriend. And I feel like there is more chemistry with him.
Wow.
Right. So you're basically falling in love with your own boyfriend.
Friend.
With your you're falling in love with your boyfriend's best friend.
Oh, this is messy. This is messy.
It's messy because you're saying you're drifting apart because of the financial problems.
I mean, it is a statistic that...
Go on.
I'm not exactly sure what the statistic is, but when I watched The Real...
87%.
When I watched The Real, which is like a talk show program, those girls often say that like the largest reason people in America get divorced is because of money. Financial arguments.
Money causes a lot of problems.
Problems
in families,
for people.
You know, like when there's a death and it's
what do you
the
do?
Will.
Yes. It can cause a lot of issues.
It can cause, and I've seen it cause a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Like, because money makes the world go round.
Yeah, it does.
Like, people are obsessed with money.
Yeah.
And like, money is... a lot of people's driving force through life.
Yes.
Like money is very important to people.
So the fact that your boyfriend is relying on you financially, first of all, is pretty messy since you are just girlfriend
messy.
And boy. Like, are you expecting this money back? Is he kind of living off you? Is he being lazy?
He got his own flat. He got his own flat and then got these problems.
Yeah. Like, and surely if he wasn't in a financially stable position...
He shouldn't have got the flat.
He shouldn't have got the flat,
He absolutely shouldn't have, because now he's in this contract of rent. I assume it's rent that he's got to pay
this. And also, it's sort of making you feel like you can't leave him because he's depending on you. And that's not fair. Like, he's not your husband.
No.
You know, at the end of the day, it's just your boyfriend.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. You've been together for 2 years. It's a serious relationship.
Yeah, over a year.
Over a year.
So, but the thing is, now you're saying that his friend's spending a lot of time with you, you're slowly becoming more attractive to his best friend.
I mean, that's probably because you're seeing your boyfriend.
You're probably resenting him a bit more.
Yeah, and so, you're seeing him as maybe a bit weak, a bit pathetic, that he's not got his own money. I don't know.
So you've
and
got
then
these wandering eyes.
You might see the best friend who's got this new bag and he's got, he can do his food shop.
Yeah,
you know, he's fine, he's got a job.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, I want that.
Yeah.
That seems really nice and stable.
Yeah.
You know, it's making his best friend look even more attractive because your boyfriend is in quite a tricky situation right now.
But then the thing is, if you love him, then you need to, I don't know, like you need to talk to him, you know, because you're having these wandering eyes because of this issue. But like,
Yeah, like, do you think...
Do you, like, you need to, like, realise, do you love him or do you not love him?
Do you think if these money situations weren't happening, yeah, would your eyes be wandering?
Because then it's like, they say, like, you, like, think of Conor McGregor. Do you remember his girlfriend was with him when he was, like, poor and had
yes,
no money and before
yeah,
he was anything?
Yeah.
So it's like, kind of like, you know, you're going to stick by him, like, build together this relationship, keep going, you know, in, like, a year's time, everything's going to be fine and this isn't going to be an issue anymore.
Yeah.
Or are you going to let it take over your life and make it end the relationship?
Yeah, that's There's, your call.
It's your call. Like, if you're clearly having wandering eyes, then maybe you need to leave the relationship.
Yeah.
But if yours, you know?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Because you need to decide.
Well,
yeah,
you need to decide whether you want to stick it out and ride the long
like,
wave.
How important, how long, how much faith do you have in this relationship?
Yeah.
Like, do you think this is my guy? Like, this yeah, is my ride or die. This is my
I
husband.
I don't care what's going on. Like, we're
going to... I'm going to stick through
yeah,
this. Like, I'm here for
yeah,
you. Or are you thinking, I mean, I thought it was just a bit of a fling. Not a fling, because you've been together for a year. But, I don't really see us getting married. You know, I
yeah,
like him, but I don't know if he's the one.
Yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
Like, and the fact that you do have wandering eyes is probably,
yes,
you know.
But I think whatever you do, don't go for the best friend, whatever you do.
No.
You need
end
to...
the relationship or carry on with the relationship respectfully.
Yeah. If you, you end know, it, go for someone new. Don't end it and then go for the best friend, because that's
no,
not cool. That's not fair.
That's not cool.
That's not good behaviour.
No.
So yeah, whatever you do, don't go for the best friend.
No, but we've given you those options.
Yeah,
make
good
a decision.
Okay, a bit of a different one now, which we're not very experienced with because
oh
we don't have
one?
Children, but we can try. Okay.
Oh my god! Yes,
I've been with my boyfriend just over 3 years now, and we have a baby.
Oh, what a baby!
We love babies. Okay, we're really good. We've been living together for 2 years, and we're really happy. Thing is, we aren't very loving. Like, sex is a once in a blue moon thing, whereas it used to be a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Fuck knows when the last time he kissed me was, other than a peck.
Oh, that makes me upset. I'm such a kiss whore.
I brought it up with him, and I know it isn't like he wants to break up or anything like that. We spoke about it in length. He just said he's got a lot on his plate.
A lot on his plate. Right.
Writing this sounds like the love is gone, but it isn't. We still say I love you daily. We have cuddles, you know, on the sofa.
Yes.
We do romantic things. He's an amazing dad.
Aww.
We just don't have...
I
know. We just don't have that intimate relationship, which I really miss. Any advice? I feel like bringing it up again is just going to stress him out, which I don't want to do.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that I don't feel that great about myself after having my baby.
Yeah. Understandable. Okay. Right. Good thing is that you're still in love. You're still cuddling.
Exactly.
Right. Let's just get the positives out there. You're still cuddling. Like, you're still...
You live together. You've got a lot of love. You
He's
have
an amazing...
baby.
He's an amazing
He's
dad.
He's an amazing... I think what your experience... I mean, I don't know because I've not had a baby, but I imagine... You know,
I think
what people say. People say after you have children, like, you know, the sex life decreases because you've got other things on your plate. Like, you're exhausted. You have another human being that you're responsible for.
I can't even imagine being responsible for a whole human being.
That's
like,
a lot.
This human being's life depends on the two of you.
Yeah.
Like,
so I don't want you to stress
about it because I think it happens to the majority of people.
Me too.
He still loves you. He tells you he loves you. You know, you're still loving, like you said that.
I think
it's just the physical.
I think the love is changing. You know, like at the start of a relationship, it's all lust, it's all fire, it's all, this is so exciting.
Fire,
you know, all this crazy stuff.
Sparks and fire.
And then, you know, the love changes, it develops.
Yeah. It develops
you know?
Into like this unconditional, like comfortable love. That's like, do you know what I mean?
That's like easy and like, you know, reassuring and comforting. It doesn't have to be all like lackluster. What's the word?
All just like lust.
Fire. The time, these flames, this, you know, hot and steamy. It doesn't have to be like that all the time.
Like, 100%.
Your guy's relationship is moving into a new dynamic.
Like, the baby, like, you need to adjust now to this baby life. Like, so you've gone from the honeymoon period into, like, this long-term relationship period. Now
you're now parents. You're parents.
You are mum and dad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, the love is still there and it's still strong. And your sex life will just get back to what it used to be. I'm pretty sure it will.
It will pass. Like, It will pass. Like,
it's such a big adjustment.
He loves you. You had a child.
He
still is attracted to you, I'm sure. He still thinks you're beautiful. He adores you.
You're the mother of his child.
You are the mother of his child. Like, he adores you like he adores his mother. Like,
yes.
He doesn't think anything bad of you.
No.
So just...
I think you will get back into it.
You will.
And I imagine it's totally normal.
I think it's totally normal. And just...
I think you'll be all good, sis.
Keep the closeness.
Maybe let us know how that goes.
The sex will come and go. Like, you'll go through periods of loads of sex,
if it is once in a blue moon? Like, that doesn't mean, like, oh my God, our relationship's going to fail.
Don't let the sex define your relationship. I mean, yes, it's very important, but don't let it get to you as much
as it is.
As it should do.
Yeah. It shouldn't be a stress or a worry.
No. Don't let it stress you out.
Okay, so recently I went on a family holiday with my family and my sister's boyfriend.
Oh my God.
This one is so gross. We all stayed at the same hotel and we all got on really well, but I had realised that my sister's boyfriend was getting really flirty with me when my sister was not around. This is like incest. I first thought it was just a joke, but then it got increasingly flirtatious to the point where he would touch me under the table where we would eat dinner with my whole family, and my sister was sat right next to him.
What is wrong with this?
I first felt so uncomfortable and so confused, but by the end of the oh my God.
Yes.
I forgot about this bit. But by the end of the holiday, I sort of started to like him, and now I have no idea what to do. I want to tell my sister, but I am so scared.
Oh my freaking God.
This is, again, kind of girl talk. I do apologise. But
that guy is disgusting. Why is he touching you? Like, why is he touching you?
Okay, this is simple. You need to... tell your sister, but don't tell your sister that you like him.
No, you need to tell your sister,
look, I want to tell you something. Please don't get angry at me. You know, I want to tell you this.
Yeah, be like, did you notice?
It's like, freaking me out. Like, on the holiday, I don't want to break your heart, but I have to tell you this. You're my sister.
Yeah, be like, I'd rather tell you because
if he's doing it to you, who else is he doing it to?
Oh, my God.
Girls on nights out.
If he has the balls to do it to his girlfriend's sister, he has the balls to do it to some random girl who he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
So
tell your sister what's happened, and then she will probably say, and he's break up with him. She probably will.
Yeah. Just be like, look, he was flirting with me and he touched me.
Yeah.
And I felt uncomfortable because at the time you did and now you like him, but don't tell her that.
And in terms of you liking him, shut that down. Get that.
Never going to happen.
No.
She, like, regardless if you like him or not and if he's really nice, it's your sister. It will be your sister's ex.
That will destroy your relationship with your sister.
Forever.
And you don't want that.
And it will cause rifts in the whole family.
Whole family.
No one will want to hang out with you. No one wants to hang out with your boyfriend. Your mum won't be understanding. No one's going to understand
How
this.
Can you bring your boyfriend around for tea when his ex is across the table and he's your sister?
Are you joking?
No.
No.
Do not go near him. Okay? Don't go near him. Don't get involved with that. But just tell your sister, look, this is what happened.
Do with it what you will.
Yeah.
You know, and... yeah.
Let her make the call,
okay? Because he sounds like a little gross, little ratty, scumbaggy boy.
That's insane. I don't like that. But yeah, just be honest with your sister and I'm sure... hopefully she ends it.
I mean, hopefully she's understanding. She will be.
Yeah.
Like, if you're talking to her as a sister.
Yeah.
Being, like, serious.
Okay, so that was the end of the episode.
Three. I couldn't think
of that.
But we were doing like...
Tres.
Uno, due, tres.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, okay, so to finish the episode, we are going to end on a quote
of the week. This is an amazing one. We really like this one.
We love our quotes. Okay, so this quote says, just remember, even your worst days only have 24 hours.
Very true. Don't let bad days like burden like your whole week.
Oh, I know, another good one here.
Yeah.
Don't let a bad day... let a bad day like convince yourself that you have a bad life.
It's like the thing is, it's like if you have five bad minutes, don't let that consume your whole day and make you have a whole bad day.
Exactly.
You need to not focus on the bad so much.
Focus on the good.
Focus on the positives.
Okay, awesome. So that was our quote.
We're going to wrap this shebang up.
This has been a bit of a long one, so thank you very much for listening.
And we will see you next week with episode 4, and we're back with Girl Talk.
Girl Talk next week. If you have any dilemmas, you know where to send them. hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
And if you want to follow us on Instagram for
you
all
can follow us.
The podcast updates, you can follow us at The Girls Bathroom.
Yes. And we will see you next week.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Have a good week.
We should sing our hellos and goodbyes.
Bye.
Hello.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
3 intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.